cure me, I've been so patient. I'm sorry you have to see me this way, but the frustration killing me in the morning, more than the evening, more in the morning. Cause when I wake up, it doesn't leave me. It's not a dream when I look in the mirror. My enemy isn't staring at me, though I'm stuck with his memory. I guess it's just to stay and stop trying to sell you. Okay, there's something I have to tell you. I was a fat guy, I was a big fat guy, I was a fat guy. It's no wonder I stayed inside. This is something to kick dirt on. If you think you get your flirt on, when you're fat you make love with your shirt on. I'm dying to hide, yellow inside, you can't hurt me. I'm already beating myself up, it's 2:30. I could miss the lunch, which will got to clutch the Wheaties. Being such a high risk for diabetes. If the fantasy in my head could see the day, I would jump around and run at my ex and say, I was a fat guy, I was a big fat guy, I was a fat guy, and now I'm truly alive. I was a fat guy, why was I so ugly inside? I was a fat guy, I'm so happy I could just die. I just wanted to lose some weight, you know, and drop a couple of LBs. Maybe drop a few pant sizes. Get the fat snake from around my heart and clean out my arteries. I remember I was watching Fight Club with my ex-girlfriend, and the part came up where he had bitch tits, and she laughed, and I had bitch tits. So that means she was really laughing at me. I was just tired of feeling like shit, you know. I figured if I lost the weight I might not feel like shit anymore. But guess what, I still feel like shit. They say you are what you eat, that means I went from shit to a vegetable. And the worst part about it is I was happier when I was fat and on drugs. I went from fantasizing about women to fantasizing about food I can't eat anymore. Man, somebody just give me a Big Mac or some Chinese food or something, I don't know.